We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Good morning, dum-dums. Ahoy, hoy. Happy Wednesday. All right. By the end of the week, I'll know what the day it is, actually. I'll have a better idea what day it is.
We'll see about that.
All right, what you can do is you can hang shiny visual deterrents like reflective tape or old CDs.
Okay.
Cody's got a woodpecker problem, so...
It's just...
We're trying to find a way to keep them away from the trees.
I'd have to hang them in so many.
Because then also Walmart has a solar woodpecker deterrent.
Oh.
But again, it's like a little box for $9.99 that must like screech at them. But it's, again, you're saying they're just changing trees.
It goes everywhere because there's so much wood coverage around there that it's just going around going wild.
Yeah, I don't have a simple answer for you then. Unless you wanted to dress like a big snake and run around.
I should. Dress like a snake and wherever it is, just kind of like stand at the bottom of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Stare at it and just point. Hey.
You can place owl-like decoys, hawk decoys, but it doesn't... These are all for people's houses.
Yeah, and those are up there.
You're out in the woods.
We have hawks up there.
Yeah, and they're not doing a good job.
I've only ever seen one owl.
Sugar's right. You have a pecker problem, bud.
Hi-oh!
You got a pecker problem.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no answer for like keeping them out of a general vicinity. It's just keeping them off the house.
It's just going to have to go away on its own.
Do they move on?
I don't know.
Because we have our carpenter bees right now, and they're always just a... They're a nuisance for like 2 weeks, and then I never see them again.
I've never seen so many bumblebees
really?
Up by me. Oh, yeah. It's wild. It's wild. I don't know if there's a thing, if that's good, right? I assume bumblebees are good, right?
They're flying around pollinating.
I'd like to see honeybees.
That'd be nice.
No, there's a ton of bumblebees, but they don't bother you either if you just don't touch them.
Same with the carpenter bees. They'll square up on you, but they're not going to do anything.
There's a couple that just fly around your head.
They're just dicks for no reason. Yep. Like they smash into each other, and they're like,
"Yep."
They come like you'll be on your foot, like, "Whoa, whoa!" And you're like, "I don't want anything." They're like, "You three, you don't want anything."
You better watch out. If I had one of those electric bug swatters again, I'd just be walking out there smacking carpenter bees with my electric tennis racket.
Oh, dude, that. I didn't think about how fun that would be.
Yeah.
No, I installed that carpenter bee trap that is dope as hell.
It's awesome.
If you guys don't know, years ago, I found this thing. It's like a little mini birdhouse looking thing. And it attaches to like the bottom part of your deck or porch, whatever the wood is that they want to get into.
Yeah.
You got to catch one at first because it gets like their scent in it.
But you will.
And they really go in there,
one,
and it's got
will.
Three little holes, and once they get in it, they can't get out of it.
Hell yeah.
So I'll catch like 10 a day sometimes.
No, it's crazy, because there's where we walk, there's the paths, but they dump woods debris out there, branches
and
trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a plenty, and I don't have any more of those bug rackets, or else I absolutely would. I wonder if you can get them in like the dollar store
that
now.
Like a fun idea.
Because they are annoying as hell, man. Those carpenter bees.
Yeah, I know they'll be on their way here soon. Yeah, Brianna's right. They're the aggressive drunk uncle bros of bees. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they want. They want to just dig a hole in my porch.
For no reason.
For what?
For no reason.
What are you doing up there?
Right?
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you with one of them things. You ever been hitting one of those? They're hilarious.
What? When they hit
those
you,
electric.
No.
Tennis rackets? Oh, my God.
No, I've never experienced one, did you?
They're so bad. Me and my buddies would smack each other with them.
$5 at Harbor Freight, Angie says in chat.
Oh, really?
Well, jump in chat, twitch.tv/theshow. We are always streaming live. Mics are always hot. It is a Whiskey Wednesday. I'll be there tonight, 7 o'clock, for a whiskey show.
Alcohols.
Drinking whiskey on a Wednesday, like I've been known to do from time to time. You know how it is. You will see that band for $0 at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse. presented by Topps Friendly Markets in and around Clinton Square. Coming up next weekend, bud. You getting excited?
I'm ready.
You're ready for it?
I can't wait.
You're locked in?
I just like being able to, at any time, be like, I'll be right back.
Yep.
And go get the tastiest of treats.
Yeah, you like being in activities. You like activities. People are always asking, like, what's the approach for the taste? Our secret and our hack is always, if you can go on Friday at lunch, go on Friday at lunch.
Yep. To get to, if you want
They've got the most supplies of everything.
Yes. If you want to, like, really experience the food and not have to, you know, you don't want to wait in lines and stuff like that. If you don't mind waiting in lines, all weekend's fine.
It's the vibe
you can bounce around.
If you want
pretty good
easy
Friday
lines,
you're
going to have just Giuseppe on the stage somewhere playing his piano-y music.
Yep.
And you're just going to have a quiet vibe. That's more my vibe. But if you like the raucous kind of festival vibe with music and crowds.
I like them both.
Saturday night's for you.
I didn't realize how much I enjoyed being on the other side of it while all of that's going on, because it's fun to watch.
You can find a good, you can find either way.
And the trades.
What trades?
We were good at that last year.
Oh, people were trading you for other things?
I let my employees, like, just take stuff.
Who's working with you this year? Do you know yet?
I'm not 100% sure. I think Allison and Cindy, who boss lady has worked for all the time, and Allison used to work here.
Yep.
So I think they'll be over. But I'm not sure. I think Mama Mac's going to pop down for a while and do some stuff.
Oh, all right.
But to be able to just take, like, all right, take, you know, the Kool-Aid pouches or whatever the hell.
Go give them a drink and
you
give me a...
Go walk around and, like...
Give me a glizzy.
The stuff that people were bringing back was hilarious. Meatball subs and stuff.
Sister says the hack is going between 2 and 3 on a Friday after lunch before people get out of work. That is a good little window, too.
Yep. As soon as... Within the first couple hours of it being open, that's usually the move.
But there's people that just like to have the, you know, packed crowds and nighttime festival vibes.
Yes.
You're going to get those nighttime Friday and Saturday night. So you'll get all the live music.
Yes,
biggest live music fest for probably anywhere happening right downtown.
And the price point is no good, but I made just because I was curious, the Kool-Aid, the pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing that all summer.
You made it for yourself.
That's unreal.
For yourself.
That's.
And I want to try that.
That's phenomenal.
Kool-Aid. If you don't know what we're talking about, let me bring you into the conversation. He's doing Kool-Ickles at his booth.
Yep.
And they debated for a second doing the pineapple soaked in Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Obviously, pineapple is way more expensive than pickles.
That's like the viral trend is pineapple with Kool-Aid.
So
which,
bring me in on.
Oh, man.
Kool-Aid? What kind of Kool-Aid?
I did a Sharkleberry Finn. Very classic.
Is that the blue? Is that blue?
No, it's like a weird fruit punch watermelon.
I haven't had Sharkleberry Finn in a minute. All right.
It was very an interesting choice.
Okay.
Either it was that or like orange. And I was like, I don't want to do orange for pineapple right now. I want to try something like that right out the gate. Holy cow.
Unbelievable.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm definitely doing that just for snacky snacks.
How long do you soak it for?
It's been a couple days. It was a couple days. But again, with pineapple, you gotta be careful with people with acid reflux and stuff.
True.
Because it'll get your tummy going. But it was worth it.
And pineapple's not going to, like, this is obviously pineapple doesn't get softer if it's soaking in liquid, right?
No, it did not. I'm sure if I leave it for a very long time.
Because I can see a grocery store like the pineapple chunks for sale, but they're not in a liquid. It's usually just those rings.
That I didn't get because I needed the liquid.
Oh,
so I just got the jar of pineapple chunks with the liquid.
Yeah.
And then I just dumped everything into another container and dumped a packet of Kool-Aid into it.
I've been thinking about pear slices. We were at Wegmans and I saw a big old display of jars of pear slices.
I like a good
pear. Those slap sometimes.
I like a good pear.
I'm wondering if those want a Kool-Aid, dude.
I bet pears would be really good.
No, I mean, it's not better than raw onion. Raw onion with a little Kool-Aid powder on it.
That was just unkempt.
Unnecessary.
Yes.
But my other hack is to always go to tasteofsyracuse.com and like plan out your samples, because you'll be real pissed if you keep eating and then you find a new spot you didn't know about and you really want it, but you're full.
I do
or
that.
Or you're
every
out
year.
Of monies. So
every year.
Or plan like, ahead. Yep.
Oh, I should have saw that before I got this for $12. Now I'm full. I'm going to go throw up.
Is your sample the Kool-Ickle?
Yeah.
That's the $2 sample?
Yep.
That's $2 gets you a lot of these booths, guys. You'll see a lot of big samples for $2. So
yep.
We'll see you down there coming up next weekend. First ever show, fam. Plant Swap coming up this Saturday from 2 to 4 at Crazy Daisy's on Casson Road. Am I saying it right, Katie? Casson Road?
Casson
Road?
I like to think of it like it's Garcon from...
Casson.
From Beauty and the Beast.
Casson.
Casson Road.
It's over in on Casson Road in Syracuse. 2 to 4, we'll be there, but it is a business open all day. You want to swap? Stop by, be my guest.
Just a heads up. For every fillet of fish you bring Josh, he'll give you a plant.
Uh-huh. Say it more like Casson. Casson Road?
Casson Road.
Casson Road.
It says 100%.
What?
Wild-caught Alaskan pollock. So you'll be getting yourself some Alaskan pollock.
I know I'm not going to like it. Let me bring into what we're talking about.
Fillet of fishes to a plant swap.
I saw Nate Bargatze a couple weeks ago, and he does a little bit on the McDonald's fillet of fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like fish. I don't like seafood. The only seafood I like is barely seafood, and it's the clam strips at Rudy's,
which
is 87% breading and fry.
Which is in the back of my head why I think you might be okay with this.
Now, you got to watch that BP.
I think that's what you're supposed to eat.
Fish?
Yeah.
Deep fried with a cheese on it?
Mm-hmm.
So he does a part on the fillet of fish, and it's been in my brain since I saw him do it, and I'm like, do I want to eat a fillet of fish? And you're all saying it's gross, and
but
I know
on
once,
it.
I definitely would hold the tartar sauce. I don't want tartar sauce.
It's creamy, says.
I don't even know what tartar sauce is. I want nothing to do with it.
It's creamy.
Nor do I even necessarily want that cheese.
You want cheese. You're a
Who's
cheese guy.
Who's putting cheese on fish? I mean, McDonald's, I guess they figured it out.
And the people that are ordering fillet of fishes.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's been in my brain.
Just get it.
I don't
Take
think
a
it'll
bite.
Happen.
If you don't want it, give it to Freddie.
Freddie, come here, eat this.
Yeah. He'll eat a patty of fish.
Text line says Arby's is the better fish sandwich anyways.
I don't think
mayo and pickle relish.
Ugh. I don't think he's looking for, I need the best tasting fish sandwich. I think you're looking for the opposite.
No, you I want don't want fishy.
The, yeah, you want
yeah,
the
least,
least
fishy.
Fish sandwich mm-hmm. you can come up with.
It's the least fishy of the fish sandwiches, yeah.
So it might be that one.
Uh-huh. Well, anyways, here we are. Happy Whiskey Wednesday. Oh, dog fillet of fish farts. Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Would it be any worse? Good
Josh,
point.
Fillet of fish farts.
Good point.
Freddy, fillet of fish farts.
Good point. Would it be any worse? Yeah, it's the debate. It's the debate.
I mean, at least there, I don't have to deal with it if Freddie eats it.
If it's just Fred?
Mm-hmm.
Freddie got a good long walk yesterday. I had to do one of those anxiety walks, guys. We've all done them, right? Where you're just kind of crashing out and you need to go out for a walk.
Looking for fillet fishes.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of guys out on the town looking for fillet fishes. A
couple of guys walking out looking for fillet fishes. No, I continue to fall apart, folks. My body is shutting down. You know how my ankles were last summer.
Well,
I'm on these weak ankles.
This is what I told you. You're not a chicken. Pebbles don't help your digestion.
No. I leave here yesterday. We had to go do a commercial shoot for Splash Car Wash. And I leave. I stopped and grabbed a Moe's burrito because I hadn't eaten anything. And I'm like, all right, I got to eat something.
The Moe's.
And
that's what they say.
I grab a burrito. I pull into the Splash Car Wash. And I'm eating my burrito. And then suddenly something in my mouth doesn't feel right. And your boy cracked another damn tooth. Now, children of the 70s, 80s, and maybe even 90s. Be going to the dentist because I'm learning that all these silver fillings that we have.
They're just popping up on our things.
They're like, my dentist is saying like, yeah, it's a lot of like pressure because of the way they used to do the fillings.
Yeah, we didn't get the best.
No, and it's hot and it's cold. So it's like you got this metal that's contracting. And I don't really drink, most things I drink are room temperature. I drink room temperature water. I don't drink coffee.
All right.
I don't drink iced beverages.
No, we're old.
But I get to go back get another crown today, folks. My second crown.
Get that wear and tear.
My second crown.
Why are you so old?
In 3 months.
You're just like one of the oldest people that I know personally.
And for some reason, teeth are not part of the body. So insurance does not cover.
Unless you want to yank it out.
Any teeth. Unless you want to just have a hole in your mouth.
If you
want to
yank
that.
It out, then they're like, oh, cool, sweet. That works out well because that's probably the cheapest option.
No. So, I get to go back and spend another thousands of dollars that I do not have today.
Let's sell off some of the stuff that's around this office.
I'm going to have to do something. Whether I got to do feet pics, I got to start doing...
There's some things around here that before someone else sells
I'll
them,
do a 36-hour DJ stream.
That'd be fun.
I did not think of the shareholders when I cracked my tooth hand bone. Good
it's
point.
Up. It's messed up.
So I get my second crown today. And then in perfect timing, I get a letter from the dental insurance saying they're not going to cover even a little bit of my first crown.
I don't understand.
Because the dentist...
There's got to be
options.
I
would think the dentist is educated and knows that, yeah, that this is the best repair.
I assume that there's other options with arguing with that. That can't just be the, nope, we've decreed it.
Saying, we looked into it. Here's what they said. That could have just been a filling. Well, my tooth was cracked in four.
No, see, that's where
it could not have been a filling.
You call, it's going to be annoying. But
I'll
this
keep
isn't,
calling.
Because this isn't one of those where you, no, I believe I'm in the right. No, this is.
Thank you, Fuzz. Fuzz gave me a dollar
see,
for my
go.
Crown. Thank you, Fuzz.
Mm-hmm. No, you have to, where you need to, you have to call the insurance company and say, I will be calling the dentist. Who do you need to speak with to argue this? And you're going to have to be calm. I'm saying this not because you are fiery, but mm-hmm. I know I would be.
Sure.
Agitated immediately, mm-hmm. but and then they're going to give you the runaround, and then you're going to have to call the dentist, and then talk to the secretary.
I'll
and
work
explain.
It out.
It's going to be one of those where it's
I'll
annoying
it
as
out.
Hell. But
I'll figure it out.
But there's no way that things
teeth
like,
aren't
look.
Bones and teeth aren't body parts.
Well, it's like, all right. Well, how about this? You weren't there,
right?
The professional made the call.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I didn't see you in the room.
Yeah, the professional made the call.
Insurance agent.
And it's different.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, no, that could have been a filling. It wasn't a cavity. Thank you, though.
No.
Thank you for knowing the difference.
No, my whole tooth would have had to be a filling.
It's a person at a desk
mm-hmm.
that saw it and went, nope. I'm angry that day.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's also going to pay for it.
Yeah, Jesse on the text line is saying what everybody else is saying to me. Crowns are considered cosmetic and not... What am I supposed to do?
Right.
Just not have a tooth?
Right.
I didn't put these silver fillings in my mouth. Can I go back in time and sue the dentists that were doing these fillings?
I wish I could do that to the guy.
Yeah, I remember you had a bad experience. Listen, dentist, do you have an upcoming maybe wedding or something? I could DJ and trade for this or...
There you go.
I can make a funny video for your dental pet practice, if that helps.
I mean, I've said it before, you know, with a two-hour stream, $500, he will DJ it.
For what? Oh, I will, yeah, I just want to DJ for real. Like, out in the real world, I will do that. Anyway, so.
$800, half hour, VIP, DJ, you alone with Josh in a room.
You know what? I don't think I could do that.
You alone in a room with Josh in a small room.
Where you just stare at me?
And you sit right in front
mm-hmm.
of him. Well, he has all of his equipment.
So listen, if you are a child of the 80s and 90s, be going to your dentist appointments, because apparently your teeth can crack because of these stupid fillings we got back then. And now I got to go back and get another crown today and pay a lot of money that I don't have. Now, I have it better than most, so I will take a deep breath.
But
there's some people that can't afford any dental work.
That still doesn't mean that you don't deserve some type of something.
Well, I don't know why you even pay dental insurance then. Why are we?
Yeah.
Because I get a cleaning a year or whatever?
Right.
Like two cleanings a year?
We do give you that $30 every so often.
All right. Thank you. Twitch.tv/the show. You want to jump in there? Say, hey, if you got any hacks on how I can get insurance to cover a crown, I'd love to hear it. 7 o'clock on Twitch.tv/the show. I'll have a little Whiskey Wednesday, hang. Come get yourself something to drink. Lord knows I'll need it tonight after going to the dentist for 2 hours. Stupid teeth.
Drink through a straw.
Stupid teeth. No, I'll be
good.
Fine. I'll have that temporary crown on by tonight. Just had my mouth yanked on for 2 hours today. Sucks.
You love being yanked on. Get out of here.
Well, Central New York, we're making national news again. We always seem to pop up.
Best ways possible.
We've got to have somebody listening who knows more about this, because it's all right happening here.
Okay.
14 years ago, a U-Haul trailer went missing from Cortland County.
All right.
Just got returned to the Syracuse area. Somebody just returned it.
Wow. Where, they can't like, they'd have, that's probably it.
It was quietly
dropped off. There's no mystery or anything, I bet.
Under the cover of night, with no information, no note, nothing.
But who had it last?
Nobody knows.
Because that person probably had to pay for it.
Did, yeah, like, we don't have their information?
So when I opened it up, I'm like, well, that's not normal. And then I was looking for the license plate, and the license plate's gone too, so I knew something was up. For 14 years, multiply that by $30 a day, it'd be about $153,000. And then you have to add on the tax, of course, so that rounded up to about $165,000.
Stop, don't be stupid. That's where you sound dumb.
What?
Well, I mean, for 14 times 30, you're not going to, no one's going to give you $150,000. At that point, they just buy the truck. I'm sure there's weird agreements that.
That was Mitchell Gasser, who works at the U-Haul office in Pulaski, Cortlandville. He opened it up, immediately knew the situation was unusual. He went looking for a license plate, no plate, no forwarding address, just a trailer that had been through some things. People in chat are saying maybe a mobile meth unit.
Well, the fact that after that long, they still had the keys.
And it's just the trailer, though. It doesn't need the keys.
Oh,
it's
I thought it was like a...
No, not a truck. I think it's just the trailer.
But, I mean, even still, the keys to the trailer to lock it.
U-Haul is not actually pursuing any amount. The company says they have no plans to press charges and is simply glad to have the trailer back. Does it get back into, like, rotation?
Oh, they probably throw it right back out there. It didn't even do anything to it.
It's good. Go ahead.
Here, just put that right back. Put a license plate on that, and we're good.
This might... Apparently, U-Haul trailers go missing a lot. U-Haul says trailers go missing fairly regularly. It is not unusual that one has disappeared. It is unusual that it came back. Most missing trailers do not resurface. So what happened? Somebody out there has been holding on to this trailer for 14 years and had like a moment of clarity or something?
Or
I got to bring this back.
Or was it just on a property and someone's like, I don't want a U-Haul trailer, and just dumped it, brought it back to a U-Haul and went, this is yours.
I guess you're like, yeah, go to your home. This is your home.
Well, that sounds more like imagine if like you bought a property.
Yeah.
Or you're an apartment complex owner and there's just been an
abandoned U-Haul trailer
for 10 years that thing's been there. Hey, hook that up and bring that back over to U-Haul.
Bring it back to its family. I don't want to handle this.
I don't want to deal with that because I would do that. If I bought a house and there was just a U-Haul trailer
bring it back
behind it, I wouldn't. Yeah. You know, I'd be like, this is going back to you guys. This is your thing.
Rover says that might be a mobile Oswego County.
Oswego County dentist.
I could use that.
That'd be it.
I could use that. The statute of limitations, I guess, if they could track down who rented it 14 years ago, and then I guess then what happens? You charge them back for it or sue them? I don't know.
You're right. Well, what would you do? You'd figure out the paperwork and then contact Josh and be like, hey, 14 years ago.
No, I didn't.
Okay, thank you.
No,
bye.
I brought it back.
You know what I mean?
Okay, thanks for talking. Bye.
Yeah.
Nah, they said in the article it's going to be scrapped, so it's not going back on the roads.
Okay, all right.
They're going to scrap it. Which Adam Weissman has a good take on, right, Adam? That's a man that knows scrap.
Yeah.
That's a man that knows scrap.
You don't care how you got it.
It's been through enough, and it is now going to be scrapped up in Syracuse somewhere. So.
All right, then.
So I think it is more likely. I hadn't thought about that. Like, you acquired some property. Somebody dumped a trailer on
some
it, and you're
crappy,
like.
Crappy Cortland.
This is U-Haul's problem. This is not a me problem.
Yep. Some apartment complex or whatever. Oh, because there's. Places
back
where
with
those,
your family.
Those things can hide. You know, like I sent you that picture of that boat.
Yep. Just a boat. Yeah, that was probably tucked behind a single wide trailer somewhere in Cortland.
Right? And I was like, here, put that there.
You lived a good life, U-Haul trailer.
Yep.
7 o'clock, jump in Twitch, and we'll get ourselves something to drink. Take a little 720 smoke break. Courtesy of East Coast Emerald. Scotty says we got a major announcement tonight. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I didn't want to tease it more than that, but East Coast Seminole's got an announcement tonight.
What do you think about that?
Oh, they're having a baby.
Ah, yeah, that's what I figured.
Scotty's pregnant.
Yep, knew it.
He's got one. Got one in the oven.
I figured.
Now, we'll find that out tonight, 7 o'clock. Jump in Twitch. Would love it if you did. Twitch.tv/the show. We're debating footwear here in chat this morning as It is, you know, warmer temps yesterday. Very nice out. Today going to be another hot one.
Yep.
Coco and I are very much on opposite ends of the foot spectrum. I like my feet prisons. I like a pair of socks on. I like a pair of my Vans slip-ons. I'll occasionally put on some flip-flops, but I don't necessarily like it. It's just out of convenience. Yeah. I don't like my dogs out. You, on the other hand, like your feet out.
But see, it's weird. I'm kind of reverse.
Yeah.
Well, I guess not really. It's the way of the world. Mm-hmm. If I'm inside, like I've got my slideys.
Yeah,
all of the times.
House shoes. I got my house shoes
all the
on.
Time. But if I'm outside, if I can, pop them off.
Totally barefoot.
If I can, yeah.
I like to be barefoot around like my in-laws' pool. That feels like a barefoot situation.
Yep.
At like a water park, like you're saying. But even sometimes when I take the kids to the water parks, I put on those shoes, those like river shoes.
You can't wear them on the rides, though.
Can't. Nope.
I like to, the move I like to do is once I get outside of my apartment, once you cross over that road, then I'll just pop out of my slides and just leave them there. And then we venture because it's all woods.
Oh, nice.
So then I'm out. But then I got to... Depending on the time of year, then my feet are dirty and I can't all
see. Walk. Lucky in chat says absolutely no shoes in the apartment, completely barefoot. Lucky, we're saying house shoes. These aren't shoes that ever go out of doors.
Well, yes, and sometimes they will be literal shoes because these, for the longest time, I've had these for over a year. And look how clean they are at the bottom because I don't wear them outside that much. I was wearing them inside for forever to prepare them.
Yeah, I have
for the outside world.
LL Bean slippers I wear in the house. Those sometimes get a little too hot in the summer.
Yeah.
I do see that a few of you have like indoor Crocs that you wear. I don't own any Crocs, but I can rock with those a little bit.
I came this close. Dollar Tree has
indoor Crocs.
And they were, like $3.
Yeah, so
like,
those could be good indoor summer shoes.
I was like, no, I can't.
House shoes.
Yeah, I can't do it.
My kid has these big chunky... like Nike slides. I can't even describe how chunky these things are.
I know what you're talking about.
They have like a 2-inch bottom on them.
I love that. Those are so comfy.
I put them on the other day just to walk outside.
The softest things you've ever put on your feet.
They're soft, but I'm like, I don't know how I'm walking in this.
You get used to it. Those are nice.
See, Kelly and Chance says indoor shoes are criminal. I was told by my stepfather that I'm going to need to, because last summer, you know, I got weak ankles and weak teeth. And weak lungs. Like, everything's falling apart on me.
Your parts are weak.
Liver's still strong. Somehow! I'm beating the hell out of it, but somehow.
Because all your body's resources are going to that.
Everything, yes. It's a good point. Everything's focusing on keeping my liver.
More power to the liver! We don't have any more power up here!
It's going
to
take... He's going to start breaking teeth.
Who cares?
We got to do it. But he's like, Josh, you're getting to an age where you're going to need more support around the house. You're going to need, like, a pair of sneakers. You're saying.
I mean,
not just loosey-goosey slippers. Got these weak ankles.
No, I did notice that.
Oh, hey, dudes. Good one, text line.
That people do like those. Mm-hmm. That as time went, when I did have the house, there were like shoes at every door.
Yeah.
These are for back room. I'm coming this side here. Oh, I'm going outside. There's some outside shoes here. Oh, here's some lawn mowing shoes here. So
I have a weird 5-second rule with my slippers. Meaning they are only indoor shoes with the exception of garbage, because I can take garbage out in 5 seconds.
You're like, I got to just run to the car real quick.
Yeah, or just run to the car real quick. I can do that.
That won't matter if there's no dirt that's outside for 5 seconds.
No!
I do that all the time, too.
Yeah, I can justify it. I'm like, no, these are still technically my indoor shoes.
I can run into the parking lot real quick. That's not the same as running into the parking lot.
I'm not leaving my property. Yeah. I'm here, and that's fine.
Yep.
Well, the latest workout trend is chess boxing, Cody. It's where competitors.
That's still a thing?
Still doing it.
Have you ever watched that?
Where they do a move and then they fight. The latest workout trend is chess boxing. It's an 11-round match alternating between playing chess on a game board and then actually boxing.
This was like 20 years ago. They tried to start a sport again because I think somebody relatively known did it. Like somebody smart. But yeah, you have to box, and then you sit down, and then you play some chess.
I've been playing competitive chess tournaments for over 20 years. I'm a FIDE master. I teach the chess. Juan is the best at teaching boxing. We really break it down, learning how to do each punch properly. Then we go to the chess component, where I'm breaking down important chess concepts. We play, and we focus on making those transitions.
I don't
don't know what he's talking about because I don't know about chess or boxing.
Yeah, I think he might be looking into it a little too much there. I think it's just kind of works out your brain and keeps your brain sharp while then doing mental physical stuff as well.
I guess dumb question, and I could just easily Google this, but is like the board in the middle of the ring and then you fight around the board? Or
I don't remember.
Are they two separate locations? Like, let's take this to the ring now?
I haven't heard about this in forever. So I think
from New York posted an article on it.
What I remember is they would fight, and then I almost want to say the people would bring in the board and table and set it down.
That's what the photos look like here. These guys got out of the ring to do their chess matches. This one was just brought in.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Because the one I remember, it was like in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah. This says people watching.
People needed to see it, so you put it in the ring. But I just never got interested in chess. I tried.
Boxing is fascinating to me of like the skills involved. Like I like listening to guys and gals talk about boxing.
Yeah.
Like if he's going to go this way, I'm going to come up this way. Like the dance or whatever. I like that part of it.
Yeah.
But I also don't need to watch people punch each other in the face over and over again.
I love boxing.
You love it?
I love boxing. I've always liked boxing.
It's an interesting sport to me.
I don't know
what
it is. I just like it. Yeah. No,
but
yeah.
I'm always like, oh, but their brains are going to be scrambled eggs.
Oh, they're all, yeah, big time.
And then I get concerned. I'm a worrier.
Yep.
And I'm a worrier.
I always had to be like it, but don't be like, oh, I could box because I am way too short and husky. I'd be fighting guys that are like 6'7", probably.
Mm-hmm.
So that the reach, I'd be knocked unconscious.
I just like watching people talk about it, where they're like, he's going to come over top, and when he does that, I'm going to cut in over here.
Yep.
And it's interesting to me. It's a skill set. I could never do it. But I also get very nervous about your scrambled eggs brain.
Just be careful.
Just be
careful
out there. Come on now.
Scrambled eggs.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
How do you make a name as the city's most compelling compact crossover? Well, the Lexus UX started with a refined suspension tuned for the streets. Then added a palette of distinctive, vibrant exterior colors and kept it going with an available 12.3-inch touchscreen using our intuitive Lexus interface. The Lexus UX, engineered to fit in, designed to stand out. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
So they're at a match, and somebody finds keys.
Oh, I was going to say, fans will yell anything.
So the British sports fans started chanting, whose keys are these? Eventually, the guy sees, it's my keys.
Yeah, yeah.
They start to then chant, he's got his keys.
Whose keys are these?
Good morning, everybody.
Why I wish they were doing more wrestling over in places like that, unless it's Saudi Arabia.
Because they're rowdy.
And they do
they
that
do get
stuff.
Rowdy.
That's hilarious. Speaking of European footy fans.
What?
I thought for a second there might have been Arsenal fans cheering their Premier League championship.
Did something happen in sport and football?
They won the Premier League.
Footy, soccer, yesterday that happened?
This past weekend, I want to say.
Because
Man City tied whoever they were playing, Liam's favorite team.
Yep.
That made it so Arsenal was up 2 points on them or something, so they won the Premier League.
That's something I do not...
The first time in a long time.
Do not follow at all.
Yeah, but they got a cannon for a
logo.
They do.
I do know that. Mm-hmm. We did over the weekend... Because we're going to head to the Pacific Northwest for this summer's family trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just missing the World Cup. Like,
They
are going to do some in San Fran, but it's like a few weeks before we get there, I guess. So.
It goes from June 11th to July 18th. 19th?
Yeah, we'll be there like July 31st, so.
I want to say.
Yeah, we're just going to miss it. But it's also going to be down in MetLife, the championships in MetLife, right?
It's everywhere. Yeah. But yeah, they're going to do them down there. And that's and what they also did, and I love them, but hopefully his old, rich, annoying ass doesn't get all cranky and takes him down after and just forgets because he's old. Jerry Jones was forced by FIFA to finally put up blackout curtains in that stupid-ass stadium.
Oh, because they have to black out the logos.
So the sun didn't glare onto everybody unnecessarily for
no
reason.
That's right. I forgot
which
he did
Jerry
that.
Jerry goes, that's an advantage my team gets that the other team doesn't get. But our team doesn't ever get the advantage because you never learn to play while the sun's blinding you.
Nah, he never
That's
figured
not
it
a
out.
Thing you learn to no, play I see, blind.
I did see they had to cover up the Gillette logo on Gillette Stadium.
They had to cover up a lot of them.
And whatever like the big logos on stadiums are because FIFA's selling those or whatever.
And I heard a bunch of places tried to like, and they were like, this is bigger than you.
It is.
This is bigger than you. Do what we say so we can keep the World Cup.
Yeah. We want that to, is anybody going? Anybody of our listeners going to any of these World Cup matches?
I don't know.
MetLife isn't far. We've been there.
And there's technically a lot. Once they get over here and start, or especially those first couple weeks, there's a ton.
Mm-hmm. Ken says, stop trying to make America care about soccer. I think it's a lot of transplants that care about it.
I love it.
I don't care about any sports, really, but yeah, people like Cody would love it. People that are like, have moved here.
Yeah. Yep. And the amount of people coming from other places, and they do, it makes America care. We care for a little bit. It's like why you see, I just use Walgreens because that's where I saw it the first time, big, huge displays of American soccer figures and shirts and banners because they want you to be excited for it. That's why FIFA Club Whatever 26 is the free game this month. PlayStation Plus, and then once all this finishes, they'll make that game will get a boost because FIFA 27 will come out in like August, and so they'll get that run off, and everyone will be interested in a bit because that's what happened last time. We just don't do a good job at keeping it going because our team falters, and we need a good team to root for. Or else,
jealousy is right. New York City is going to be nights with the Knicks and World Cup games going on. This is what I was saying for Ken, who says nobody cares about that. In these major cities, they do. When I was living in New York, it happened to coincide with a World Cup, and like the the bars were shutting down at night because there were so many people watching the games or what. It was just wild. I remember it being a big deal in the city for just people who have moved there or just I don't know.
I bet there's a bunch of places here like that. Beer Garden.
Oh, I bet that'll be Wolf's Beer Garden. It'll be nuts.
And I'm looking, it looks like, it depends, Knicks fans.
What?
How do you want there to be a game six? Because that's the one that would interfere, looks like. June 16th would be game six.
But not really interfere, because MetLife's over in Jersey, and Knicks are in Manhattan, so it's far enough apart.
It would be, I bet, nuts.
Be tough to get a hotel, I bet.
The, like, carryover and, like, after the game.
Commutes would be a little rough.
Absolutely. That train, how packed we saw it for the Oasis concert.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's quadruple.
Showbro Josh on the text line says, Lego's gone crazy with the FIFA sets. Like what? Like teams? Team FIFA sets?
It's weird. Yeah, you see it at these places where there's little figures and soccer goals.
Oh, yeah.
And USA logos.
You can make the trophy. You can make the emblem.
There's a lot.
You can make
a
soccer ball.
Yep.
You can make the inaugural, what was it, FIFA World Cup Peace Prize or whatever Trump got. You can make that.
You can't make that. There's only one.
I have a dumb question. Who are like the big soccer stars right now? Is Messi still a guy?
He's not. I don't know if he's playing for Argentina, but I thought that was his last
is
time.
Is Ronaldo
this might be
still
it.
A guy?
Is it Spain? I think he's on Spain. Mm-hmm. We have Christian Pulisic and a couple other guys, and I'm blanking on all their names, but that is like our big star. And is he, I'm going to do Cody AI. He might not have been playing. He gets hurt. He's got like Josh ankles. Is Christian Pulisic playing for Team USA in the World
Cup? That's got to be a thing we say. Josh ankles. Come on now.
He is playing for us.
Yeah. All right.
So, yep, he headlines the He plays for AC Milan.
Yeah. No, listen, go watch your soccer. It is the most popular sport in the world.
Well, and
I think cricket's technically the most popular sport in the world.
Cricket, man, those places are rowdy.
Yeah, a lot of people forget how big India is and right? parts of, like, the other half of the globe. There's a lot going on over there.
There's a ton. And what helps the World Cup mm-hmm. immensely is the fact that there's NBA Finals, Stanley Cup, couple games.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nothing for a month, sports-wise.
Yeah.
So people
It'll hit a sweet spot.
Yeah, people are going to be looking, me included. I'm excited for a month's long.
Oh, yeah, Bappy, that Bappy player on for that. France, right?
Mbappe.
I know that.
Mbappe.
I know that guy's name, yep. Cool. I mean, I'll watch a few of them. I like it. Watching soccer or football, I can only equate it to watching baseball in the summer. I like the atmosphere of watching a soccer game on TV. I like the sounds.
Yep.
I like the action. Yep. I like that it's low scoring.
The crowds are nuts.
So I'll watch a little bit of it coming up. And my youngest likes soccer, so, you know, spend time with him, watch a little soccer.
Yep, that's another one.
It's commercial-free, yeah.
Oh, that too. There's very minimal commercials.
It's all on the field.
Yeah, McKinney is good, too, for Juventus.
See?
Juventus!
So we'll learn a little bit coming up. 7 o'clock, join me on twitch.tv/KRockCNY for a drink. Powered by East Coast Emeralds in North Syracuse. Breaking news for our radio listeners and our podcast listeners. Cody's Rabbit is back.
I saw him.
Our Twitch and YouTube viewers saw him discover it. He had not seen his best friend Rabbit.
It's been
in a minute.
Like 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Almost. Since right when the unhoused people started living under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbit was like, I'm going to dip for a little bit.
Yeah.
Now they have
dispersed. Now they've moved and he came back. He waited for them to stop arguing.
Yep.
So Cody's very excited that his friend is back.
Excited.
He's going to bring him some carrots.
I bought a bag of carrots for his ass, and then he dipped.
It is weird that couple that was under the bridge for a week or so.
It was
like 2 weeks. Like, it aligned perfectly. The rabbit's like, I ain't messing with this. I'll let them figure out their business. And then when they left, he came back.
Well, they really were. I'm sure enjoy them literally shrieking at all hours of the night.
Lot to handle.
Rabbits aren't exactly the...
Get the show on demand wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Type in K-Rock the Show, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Nice.
And boom, there we are. You can listen to us. Limited commercial interruption. Well, one more thing for me to worry about. Every day I wake up, it's a new worry. Dana Winger, age 56, was killed by an umbrella.
Winger.
Well, she's dead now.
Oh, geez. Well. Oh, did it, like, go through her?
Yeah.
Like a movie?
It hit her in the head.
Oh, geez.
It was a patio umbrella that struck her during a severe weather storm.
Gotta make sure you...
In South Carolina.
Get them umbrellas down. Yikes.
Like, batten down them hatches, gang.
Yeah, you gotta be careful if you get a windy area. You gotta make sure your things are positioned correctly.
She was dining with her husband when strong winds dislodged the patio umbrella from a nearby table.
Oh, wasn't even...
It must have been like maybe she was on a porch. I don't know the layout.
They're out to dinner or something?
The female was found unresponsive with a laceration to her head and neck.
Damn.
They could not revive her. The coroner stated it was death by, sadly, an umbrella.
Wow.
Just whipping through the air, man. Those are nasty.
Can you even imagine that?
Man.
That's the worst. But yeah, you got to be on the lookout.
Ogre says beach umbrellas are a serious issue with the Jersey Shore. I bet they are. When you get a wind coming through.
Yeah.
CNY Central was doing a story about how we get more tornadoes here for some reason.
Yeah, they were showing fancy graphics about wind tunnels and
buckle down all your stuff, man. Whatever you got on the porch. There it is. They finally released it. The secret we had to keep for some weird reason.
Some of the things in this town that they're like, you better not.
I don't know if it was this town or like Live Nation or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like that come down from those, like if you announce.
So months ago, they announced Billy Idol. I almost said Billy. Definitely not Billie Eilish.
At first, when you I thought you said, just because I hear, you hear Billie Idol now, and because you immediately, Billie Eilish? But no, Idol.
Saturday, August 15th at the Empower Federal Credit Union Joni Mahoney Amphitheater at Lakeview Race for the Cure.
We hung up.
With special guest Devo. And I don't know why it was a big deal to keep that secret. I like Devo fine. I know Whip It, and that's about it.
Because they're coming here, fine, good, great. But it's not. Nobody cares.
It was the weirdest thing where they're like, you cannot release the Devo. Will be there.
Oh, no.
You have to keep that secret. Okay.
Oh, no. But if they cancel, okay. What, this town won't get to hear their one hit.
I don't know why it was a major deal. So if you're a Devo fan, congratulations. Yeah. Devo's coming to town.
They were very lucky to arrive during the MTV video era.
And had fun hats.
Yes.
And that's what it was.
That they still wear, right? Don't they still do that?
That's their gimmick. But you got to also understand.
Who?
They were a very cult like band. They have a following.
Oh yeah,
Devo fans are for real.
There's a little chunky that'll be Devo. There for that only. Yep.
And I've encountered those people. Like, so if you're a Devo fan, you like know every song.
So have fun. I mean, just again the things we get told.
Like my version of Devo is probably Harvey Danger. Like Harvey Danger had one hit you all know. Maybe you know Sad Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
Yeah, but
that's probably not likely. You know, yeah. Flagpole City.
But
I know every Harvey Danger song and every live album and every deep cut.
But when it was a 311 that's coming here, is that going to be at the amp? If it was 311 months ago mm-hmm. and they were like, in special guest, and then they sent us emails and were like, it's this band. And if you announce that it's Harvey Danger before we tell you.
Yeah.
There will be consequences.
There will be consequences.
That would be awkward yeah, and weird. Like, okay. So it's weird when they're like, don't you say Devo.
Let's get down to summertime talks. As long as we're talking summertime concerts, we can jump in with some hot summertime toys. Top toys for kids. And you're going to be surprised that the classics are still doing very well, Cody.
I'm not going to lie.
For bestsellers?
Not going to lie. Yeah, I can see that because I, as a 41-year-old, I like summertime toys.
Like, this is based off of, you know, Amazon, Target, like, best-selling summertime kids toys right now.
Okay.
You know what's on this list that I would never have guessed? The old toss and catch. The Velcro hand.
Yes.
With the tennis ball.
We had one of those.
That's a great summertime toy.
We absolutely had one of those. It was awesome.
The toss and catch is awesome.
You bring that right into the water. Oh, my God, you're making diving catches that you wouldn't even believe. And it doesn't even hurt.
Sometimes you get a little too much grass on it. You got to clean it off because it wasn't catching anymore.
Yep.
But I freaking love a toss and catch. Nope, doing very well.
I agree. I'll wait till you say it. But I'm sure you're going to mention a bucket and stuff like that, like the sand toys.
Sand toys, yep. They're doing great.
And I was going to say, as a 41-year-old, I'm at the beach.
Yeah.
I find a random toy that mm-hmm. is unclaimed from a child.
Yep.
I'm making a moat. I'm digging holes. Yeah. If I get a little scooper,
mm-hmm.
bro, it's game over.
Top summertime toys. Walkie-talkies.
Really?
Still doing great. Kids are loving their walkie-talkies. I mean, you got to have rechargeable batteries probably.
I don't hate that. We had a walkie-talkie system because I had the little apartment mm-hmm. in the back of my house
mm-hmm.
and from the inside the house my mom would just walkie talkie to the outside.
God.
Yeah. Yep.
That's so fun.
I can see that little walkie talkies going through the woods and stuff.
Stomp rockets. The rocket and you stomp on the thing and it shoots it. Huge.
All right. I haven't seen one of those in a minute.
This one I got to describe to you. This is a newer toy, but I want to do it so bad. It's basically jumbo soccer darts. So imagine a giant inflatable dartboard.
Okay.
But it's Velcro and you kick soccer balls at it to get like where the darts would go.
I like
that. It's $149 bucks, but it looks really fun.
I like that. I'm a big fan of the golf one that they have for either in the pool or not the pool
mm-hmm.
with the little Velcro straps on either side.
Yep. Yeah, Cousin Jay is right. Bucket golf has been the hot new backyard game. I love bucket golf. My in-laws got a bucket golf like Cousin Jay has. It's fun.
I do my own version.
Do you?
We have those weird mounds out in that big open area at my apartment complex, and I have a little, it's like a metal little thing that I'll run into there, and then I'll go stand back and try to chip into
mm-hmm.
it. Never once.
This is something I could see you just buying for yourself. These are the top-selling summertime toys because a lot of schools are already out. Like, some kids are already on summer vacation.
Looky.
Around the country. Splash pads. Home splash pads.
They have those?
Look at this photo and tell me you wouldn't blow this thing up. It's a giant circle. The ring inflates, and then that squirts water out onto you like a splash pad.
Yeah.
I could see you just laying there in a splash pad.
I I think I'd enjoy that because I like the smaller kids' inflatable pools and such like that. And I wonder if Elsa would like something like that. She did the one time I walked her through Verona has the splash pad.
Yeah.
And there were no kids, so it went through it, and she was a little bit intrigued.
Yeah. We used to, I forget that I've had a nice long life here as I enter the end of it. We had this giant inflatable water slide that we would put on our deck for the kids when they were real little. Yeah. And that was so fun.
Yeah.
Now my nephews have it.
I was going to say that you should inflate right by the pool.
Oh,
at the
go right into the pool.
From the top.
Ain't a bad idea. Bonsai bumping bouts body bumpers. I can't even get it out. Bonsai bump and bounce body bumpers. It's like the inflatable things. You bounce into each other. You put them on. Like the sumo suits.
Yeah, but...
You can buy those now.
But there's like...
Here.
Other versions?
You've never seen these? The Bonsai bump and bounce baby body bumpers? Where you're just literally making your child inflatable you throw them at each other.
It's for kids.
I don't know. Run into each other.
Oh, my God. I need to watch that on TV.
I don't know. Go run into each other.
I need to watch a competition.
Of kids bouncing off each other?
Of who sees is going to be the winner. Because I've never seen that. I've seen they have like the adult where it's like, we're playing soccer or whatever inside those. But these are for kids. That's hilarious. I want to combine what Pudgy's wife is saying on Twitch. I want to take these body bumpers and then soap the kid all up outside on the body bumper and whip them down a slip and slide.
Because here's what would have been happening in 1995.
Bowling.
In 1995, had these existed, Cousin Jay would be in one and I would be in one. And one of us would be at the edge of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And you would get bounced into the pool and you would float around like a buoy.
Yep.
That's what I would have done with these in 1995.
Oh, man.
So the Bonsai bump and bounce body bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy.
That's awesome.
Bumpers. Also, and I don't like these. Like, I try to take care of the environment, but also reusable water balloons suck. They don't work. They suck. I'm using the classic water balloons.
I'll pick up
my pieces.
Yeah. Because trying to make a bigger comeback is all these water balloon things. You see them everywhere.
I love water balloons.
And I've seen the reusable and
what I'm not seeing on here, and this upsets me for the youth, where are the squirt guns at? Are we not, obviously not, super soakers maybe not around as much, but where's?
Is that not a thing? Super soakers don't do a thing anymore?
Nobody's doing guns. No one's doing any kind
of water
like,
gun fights?
I guess not.
Is it because more parents are like, that was like I could have water guns, but that was like my mom's one thing.
What, no guns in the house? No guns?
Don't point gun.
Don't point guns. Yeah, that's fine. I get it.
No guns.
That sounds like a mom rule, yeah.
Let's see. Are they super soakers? Are
can
they
you
just
still
not
buy
doing?
Supers? I'm sure they can still buy.
Yes, they can. Oh, yeah.
Why?
Not, yes, they're super soakers, but you know what I want is that $170 water blaster thing. That electric.
Cousin Jay has those.
Yeah, is it awesome?
Yeah, Cousin Jay, I think we're working up an idea, and I can just spill this on the air because I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but Cousin Jay pitched, soft pitched the idea that we do a Spatchcock Funk episode. Like, you know how we want to do a party at Cousin Jay's house?
Yeah.
Like, you and me?
Yeah.
He's also a fan of Spatchcock Funk, so I'm like, why not make it like a suburban pool party episode? So maybe we'll do that over there.
That would be
awesome.
You can
play in his pool, you can shoot his little...
I saw that you were able to help rig that Spatchcock Funk giveaway for him. That was nice of you guys.
Did he really win it? Is that how he had those?
Yeah, he won a big giveaway on there. They did. They go live and stuff and do giveaways.
Oh, I thought he just bought Spatchcock Funk stuff.
No, he won a huge giveaway.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know I rigged that. Cool. Nerf ball still doing very well.
Love
buying them.
Just saw
loving Nerf football.
Just saw kids whipping around the Nerf the other day.
I love Nerf football
because I was like, no way, kids are still whipping around a Nerf, and it was a bright green. I don't know if it was Nerf, but one of those. I was like, hell yeah, those are still around.
Still holding strong. Badminton.
I love it.
Badminton. I know you love that game.
Badminton is so fun. You get me around a shuttlecock. I'll be batting that thing around all day. You can't keep my hands off a shuttlecock.
You know, Cody.
To be honest with you,
Cody will handle shuttlecocks all day long, guys, and he loves it.
I mean, listen, you got to play gentle when if you're smacking around the shuttlecock.
Yeah.
Because if you've ever taken a shuttlecock to the face,
I haven't personally, but I've seen others who have.
Especially if you get a shuttlecock in the eye.
Yeah, dude, you're out.
You're done.
You're out.
It is a fun game, though.
This may shock you to learn about my unhealthy ass, where I don't like badminton. I like pool volleyball. When you'd put a net across the pool and you could do a volleyball game, I like that. That was fun.
I do. It just depends on the pool.
What do you mean?
Because I'm short.
Yeah.
And I'm always having to be bobbing up and down if it's a little bit deeper than just standing level.
Sidewalk chalk, still doing great. Kiddie pools, still doing great.
Yeah,
machines.
I was just gonna say bubble machines are the last couple years big thing.
Yeah,
they are everywhere, and they're fun. I like a bubble machine.
Going back to what you, because you want the Spira electric water blaster that's $170.
Yeah,
cousin Jay has that. You can play with it at his house.
Yeah,
but it does look like Super Soaker still putting stuff out. Hasbro,
there's a couple new looking ones that are
looks
cool.
Looks like it's a Nerf Super Soaker collabs you can get now.
Because you know it would be fun.
What?
Get a couple of them blasters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think it would mess it up. You get a little food coloring in your water. Everyone wears like white and you do like teams. If you have enough of those guns, like, ah,
did
look,
you just
gotcha.
Invent this or have you seen this somewhere?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought of it. If you'd be a good way to like, oh, look. No, look. You got red. Look how red you are. I only got a little blue.
So it's like paintball. It's like a diluted paintball game is what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Oh, Pudgy's wife got the grandbaby a John Deere bubble mower.
That's awesome.
You remember the bubble mowers? Did you ever have one? You just unlocked a memory, Pudgy's wife. It was the push mower that you pour bubble solution in, and when you pushed it, the bubbles came out.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I just remembered that.
I can only remember the vacuum thing.
Oh, yeah. No, this one blew bubbles out the top
that.
Of it.
I remember that. You know, anyways. Those are so many of those now, bubble machines. It's a big deal.
They're fun. I see those on TikTok shop all the time where it's like these like LED lights you put in your yard and it just like has bubbles coming out of it. That'd be pretty trippy.
That's neat. That'd be cool.
7 o'clock. Jump on our Twitch channel for a live Whiskey Wednesday. Twitch.tv/the show. And boom, we're drinking.
We didn't
really talk about the enhanced games. Did you follow this at all?
What's
it's like the all drug games. You can do any steroids you want.
That's from like cartoons.
It's from SNL. They did the Olympics or whatever. Yep.
But
when this really happened. You didn't follow this? It just happened this past weekend. It was the enhanced games where 42 athletes from around the world are encouraged to use dope. Things that would get them out of all other competitions, they're allowed to use it.
Enhanced games.
I'm surprised you didn't follow this. I don't know where they were broadcast.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, the enhanced games, dude.
The controversial privately funded doping Olympics.
Yeah, bro. Maximilian Martin is the co-founder and CEO of the Enhanced Games. Of course, Maximilian.
What the hell?
Yeah.
This is weird.
I knew it was happening. I like the concept because like I've always said on this show, it's dope up. All baseball players do steroids.
Because that's what's weird is that steroids aren't illegal.
Mm-hmm.
It's that they have made them illegal for certain sports. Like, how do you think all of your Hollywood movie stars look the way they do for their movies when they look like that? It's from doing a bunch of steroids.
And
I
ain't saying anything because he's straight edge, but CM Punk is way bigger than any 40-something-year-old should be right now.
Well, that's always my favorite.
I know he's straight edge, but that one doesn't count?
When
all
you
right.
see guys go from where they were to WWE after a couple months. Ethan Page just put up a picture as well of like, look at him from a little couple years ago and now, and it's like, I'm just going to turn a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to worry.
Listen, I support gender affirming care. If you want to get big old muscles, you do, bud.
That's okay.
It's
I
your
don't
body,
mind.
You do whatever you want with it.
Because baseball is way better when they
when they were hitting the Bash Bros, dude.
When random dudes were hitting 50, when Brady Anderson went from like 10 dingers one year to 50
dude.
The next. Take him. I don't care.
I don't know who was ever officially announced, but was
many.
Was McGuire caught? Was he? Yeah. When Mark McGuire and those big old arms.
He was taking HGH. He was admitting to taking like creatine and stuff like that. Yeah.
That was the era, man. That was the era. But now they're doing it like Ohtani can do that without anything.
That's also true. That's also true. But like if they, as long as they know the consequences of their ways.
Yep. It's your body. Do what you want with it.
Then juice up.
Well, one guy beat a record, but it doesn't really count because it's the enhanced games.
Yeah, that's not going to count for
anything. Not going to attempt to pronounce his name. Christian Gokolomiev. See, I said I'm not going to attempt it, but then I did. We'll call him Big Chris.
Yo, Big Chris.
He participated in 4 Olympics, but never made the podium.
Okay,
he
so he's
competed
not very good.
In the enhanced games.
Loser.
And beat the record for whatever this swimming event that he did.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
20.81 seconds, beating the current record of 20.88 seconds.
So 0.7 seconds is.
Shaved it off.
Wow, thank God for
those. Thanks to the juicing.
Thank God for those ball shrinking steroids that you did upon 0.7 seconds, and it won't be counted by anybody in a reputable position.
Sprinter Fred Curley was vowing to beat Usain Bolt's world record.
That name I've heard.
He did not.
No, because that was a guy from a different planet.
Yeah, Usain Bolt. You're never going to. I mean, somebody will, because humans keep evolving. Somebody will beat him at some point. But
that was so fun.
Watching
back
him.
Back in the day,
yeah.
You're getting to watch him just run real fast.
Yeah. According to a clinical trial, 36 of the 42 enhanced games athletes were using a mixture of testosterone, anabolic agents, peptides, growth factors, metabolic, stimulants, yeah. Modulators.
Okay.
That's your body. I really don't care what you do with your body. It's your body. You do what you want with it.
But. No, thanks.
And I'm not going to do all these things, but you could argue I'd do even worse. I'm over here eating hot dogs and drinking whiskey, so who knows?
That just means you got the biggest balls. These guys, they shrink.
I do. True. On Wednesdays, we get a visit from Lee Baldwin, Dollar Investment Club. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, guys.
Lee is using AI to dictate this conversation right now.
Yes.
So you can go back and read our funny jokes later?
Read them out loud.
When you're just like, maybe you're feeling down in the dumps and you're like, you know, Josh and Cody are so funny. I'm going to go read what they talked about today.
Well, as far as that goes, for my own sake, for later, wieners, 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 butts, boobs, wieners, wieners, butts, 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 butts.
See, Lee, you see what you did?
Thank you for that.
You can't
hopefully
tell them,
later.
You can't tell them these things.
And all right, those are all, you can say that on the radio,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
You can go even a little further, but for I was being more polite.
Let's get down to business. Lee is here. Dollar Investment Club. I cannot preach it enough, guys. Do not let the billionaires gobble up all the money. Get some for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Get in on the ground floor. We'll talk about that in a second. $100 a month, $150 a month. Well, I told you last week, once my car is paid off, that car payment's going into my investments. It's going there. It's stashing away, and Lee takes care of the rest. And you're probably calling him because you want to, quote, get in on the ground floor of SpaceX.
Exactly.
As you're saying, you get a lot
just
of people.
A lot. Like the most that I can remember, there is definitely some Wall Street FOMO when it comes to SpaceX, and because it's going to be a publicly traded company in the middle of June sometime, so now it just got real, but everybody kind of wants in, but it's...
You missed the ground floor.
The ground floor, and it's... what's happened over the last 10, 15 years is, you know, an IPO is an initial public offering, so back in the day, it would be smaller companies, they need funding, they want to raise capital, so they would do an offering of their shares... And so it would go IPO.
Right.
Then you would try to get into these smaller companies and then be able to benefit on their growth and their mid-stage, right? So getting in on the ground floor. And one person I read referenced now, it's like you're kind of parachuting onto the rooftop because SpaceX has been around for quite a while.
$1.75 trillion valuation, supposedly.
Right, and it could be a little more than that.
Yeah.
So they'll release a certain number of shares. The people that have bought it all along are
going to,
and it's a liquidity event. So think about it. You're getting in when the big dogs are getting out.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. I think the idea of data centers floating around in space, you know, using solar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's exciting things that could happen with it.
Like my SpaceX opinions vary because I can see the gradient. I think Elon Musk is a scumbag. I had no use for him. But I also recognize that whoever the smart people are that work at SpaceX are putting out good stuff. Their rockets are doing good. Like, it's not Elon's not designing the rockets. He's just the face of the company.
Right.
They're reusable. Getting internet to rural communities or communities
that can't get internet with Starlink. Yeah.
I think they'll do a lot in robotics. That's good. So for all the smart people at SpaceX and their jobs, I'm happy for them. I just hate that Elon Musk's going to have $1 trillion and do nothing good
with it. He probably will have $1 trillion when the dust settles on this.
It's crazy.
So when you hear people ask you, well, I want to get in on the ground floor.
Or they want to get in on the
price,
the IPO price,
right.
Because it should you know, there's enough excitement where I would imagine it would pop somewhat on the first day of trading.
Yeah.
But the real money's kind of been made. So you just have to be careful. And there's a lot of scams and just things on the internet. And so just be head on a swivel when you're, you know, getting in with the sharks here.
Like a rule of thumb is by the time you've heard of it, it's probably not the ground floor anymore.
Yeah. Right. And because they're postponing these IPOs for so many years now, it really isn't the ground floor, right? And so they're letting them, and I think it was the Dodd-Frank Act, which kind of made it more expensive to be a public company. So if you and I wanted to start our own surf shop, and we wanted
to,
I kind of do, yeah. I was
thinking of, there you go. There's a business.
I want to be the face of a surf shop.
I want you to be.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
But what were you saying? If we were to start a surf shop.
So we'll start a surf shop. So I mean, we want to raise money and the growth comes from that. It's just, it's different now. One positive though is they've changed the rules as well just recently that a new company can be added. It used to take 6 months to a year to be added to an index.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us in one way or the other own index funds and our 401ks and things like it's a, you know, so now that time period is down to 15 days. So stock will come public and then there'll be a period where you'll be supported because that's, again, that's forced buying. When it goes into an index, the index has to buy no matter what the price is. So you end up on, so it's, there's a lot of things going on.
So but, a lot to
but
learn.
The big dogs are going to do all right. they are going to do all right.
I keep envisioning just an image of Lee Baldwin with one of those big surfboards, but Lee has on like that that striped old-timey bathing suit, like that full-piece old-timey, and he's holding a surfboard, and it's like Lee Baldwin's surf shack. Yeah. All right, tip of Casanova over the lake. Let's
there you
do
go.
It.
Like, there you go.
I was going more Margaritaville.
Oh, were you? Like Hawaiian shirt?
Yep.
What about both?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely a mix of both. You're still holding the surfboard.
We'll brainstorm on this, guys.
Got a pet iguana on his shoulder. DollarInvestmentClub.com. You sign up. You pay a bill to yourself. Get in the game. Here's the plan. Let me run through all the business, shall we?
Okay.
Let's just do like a quick threes gaming because I'm going to get my tooth fixed.
This guy.
But then I'll be back 7 o'clock on Twitch right back there for another Whiskey Wednesday show brought to you by East Coast Emeralds.
All right.
So I won't be gone for long. I just got to get my teeth fixed and my face numb.
Okay.
And then I'll come back tonight, 7 o'clock. I'll find some booze to drink.
Oh.
Crown Royal?
I was going to say, you got to find something.
Crown Royal?
You should find something that has to do with that because that's just funny. And there it is right there. But get like, because don't they have like fancy ones?
I don't know.
And then make yourself something. Make yourself a...
Crown and something.
A little show drink.
Anyways, so that's tonight, 7 o'clock. Right now, we'll do a quick gaming stream. Thanks to our friends at Ryan Phelps Auto. You are buying from Ryan. Restocking those lots, getting them ready for summer. Keep an eye out. I'll have new stock coming in.
Okay.
And I think he's going to come join us in June to let you know about all the good he's got on the show. What do cars say? Lot? You say lot?
The lot and then like the showroom floors, the ones they drive inside somehow.
Cool. All right. So he'll tell you about all the goodies got on the lot. Plus our new friends at Hidden Gardens in the north side of Syracuse opening very soon.
Noise.
Radio side, you get the 90s and 9 gaming stream. We'll be quick in Twitch. Jump in and hang.